Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your great love. I've just been thinking, Lord, as we've been going through these scriptures, and then we think we've got to overcome evil with good, and we've got to turn the other cheek. And then we forget this wonderful, great covenant that we're in, that you are with us, that we are in the kingdom with you, all the powers of heaven behind us. And thank you that we never be tested beyond what we can handle. And you're always there to show us a way of escape. So thank you for this privilege of being squeezed, suffering for your sake, Father God, so as to experience you more, and then also be a sign to those still deceived by the devil that they've got to turn away from evil to the living God. Thank you for this great and wonderful covenant where we're not alone, but you are a very present help and helping us to shine our lights, shine the lights of the great love of the eternal kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 5, verse 38 and 39. Your ancestors have also been taught, take an eye in exchange for an eye and a tooth in exchange for a tooth. However, I say to you, don't repay an evil act with another evil act, but whoever insults you by slapping you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well.
Hallelujah. Yes, you know, as I was just praying this morning, that's the thoughts that came back to me. When you just read this, you know, you will turn the other cheek and you will overcome. And you fall into the flesh many times and think you've got to do this and you alone. But praise God, you know, that we've got a miracle working powerful God behind us. And my own experience with this is that there were times that I have missed the mark here. I can remember a time I used my head and I hit the guy with the head. And then there's another time I thought this guy needs a club. He's not thinking lekker. And that's times when the head story was because I allowed bitterness. This guy, I heard him speak behind my back and I allowed the bitterness to grow. So, you know, when he, what happened, I was getting out of the bus and he pulled me back on the seat as a joke. And then I got up and said, what are you doing? He was a young, well-built, full of arrogance young man. And then he said something, but then I just hit him with the head. And then shock, straight away, felt sorry. I felt I've just thrown away my Christianity. I had on my T-shirt, put Jesus first. And yeah, I got to put my head first. And but hey, God, when I repented afterwards and said sorry to God and said to everyone else, said that it's good that the Christian uses his head sometimes, but I said no, that's not right. And then even later I could even have a chance to speak to the young man, and we made up. So God turned everything to the good. Other times when you not conscious of your God, you're not staying in tune with your God. And I thought, well, this guy needs, you know, he's and there again. And then you've got, it's hard, it's not nice. You got to say, some people try to say, hey, it's good, he needed it, and that. And then you got to say no, because you don't want to go down that road. Eh? Once you can start down that road, I've seen people have bitter experiences because they try overcome like that all the time. And you've got to trust in God and trust in the Spirit and overcome. So it's hard to, you know, the way of when you do fall, having to say sorry to God, say sorry to everyone that was involved, that saw it or knows about it, and then even to the perpetrator, say that's not the way. But yoch, I tell you, man, we sometimes remember the wrong things. When you done wrong, when you never turned the other cheek, when you never overcame evil with evil. But I tell you, there are thousands of testimonies where you, when you trust in God and you know you've come to the end of the ages now, you're in the God quality of life now. So you're walking awareness of God, and you don't have to fall when you're walking in awareness, and you know you're not tested beyond what you can handle. and God will show you the way of escape. And so you choose God's way. I remember at one time I've come away because I've done it God's way, and I've turned, and in my past life and in my flesh, this the same person I would have liked to give a hiding in the past. You hear what I'm saying? And now I'm a Christian, and he tests me, and I overcome it nicely. But for the flesh, it's not nice. I'm saying to the Lord, Lord, what are you making me a gay now? Yeah. And then this scripture that I've sent you now, and that, you know, the Lord just showed me that basically it says, this shows that is a sign to you of salvation, because I could never ever have done it before. And but to him, a sign of perdition. You know, so when you do things right, it's doesn't feel sometimes nice in the flesh. But when you remember, hey, you couldn't do that before, this is God working with you now, it's a wonderful sign of salvation. And as it also says, it's a sign of perdition to those that are still in the flesh, caught up with the devil. So guys, we are in a world now that the devil is throwing his worst through people, through this deception, pharmaceuticals, through governments, and in every way. And you have got to learn to fight this in the spirit. Stay in the spirit and fight it in the spirit. And then at the end of the day, you don't fight it. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit fight it. Because at the end of the day, it's their battle. This is, it's their battle and it's our battles. But this is a battle where the goodness of God wins. So we need to know that, and we need to just stay in the goodness of God. Amen.
Amen.